Hello, homies, and welcome to day two of Homeopathy Awareness Week, where we celebrate the birthday of Samuel Hahnemann, the founder of homeopathy, who was born on 10 April 1755. Over the past couple of months, we have asked our listeners to record their testimonials of how homeopathy has impacted their lives, and we are delighted to be sharing those testimonials with you during Homeopathy Awareness Week from 10 to 16 April. If you haven't already, do listen back on our Homeopathy Awareness Week episodes during 2022 and 2023 for more amazing testimonials. And I also encourage you to share your love for homeopathy on your social media pages or in your newsletters to make others aware of this wonderful, safe, natural medicine so we can all celebrate Homeopathy Awareness Week together. I also wanted to let you know about the brand new documentary called Introducing Homeopathy, which is available only as a private viewing from 19 to 22 April online. We really need everyone in the homeopathic community to purchase a ticket to watch this documentary online so we can support the amazing work Kim Elia and his team are doing to bring homeopathy to the masses. To find out more about this, listen to episode 266 and go to www.introducinghomeopathy.com to purchase your ticket. Also, if you haven't already, please come join my Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/hellohomies. That is the Homeopathy Hangout podcast Facebook group where we have past and future guests and some of our listeners like to hang out and we have some interesting discussions. And finally, thank you so much to each and every listener who was brave enough to share your homeopathy testimonial. I know for many of you, it was quite scary to record yourself, and we've even had some brave kiddies who have shared their stories. Please know that I appreciate your bravery and thank you for helping us bring homeopathy to the world. Enjoy the episode.
Hello, my name's Zoe. I am from Perth and I was introduced to homeopathy and Yuge in 2019 by a dear friend of mine. I had a lot of health issues and I wasn't getting anywhere. I'd never heard about homeopathy before, but I was keen to give it a go. It has helped me in so many ways that I can't even name them. I had a lot of gut issues, severe asthma, severe eczema, just to name a few, and I came off all my medications and I have never felt so great. Every time I see Yuge, she supports me with what I need assistance with, and I literally don't touch any pharmaceuticals anymore because I don't need to rely on them. I used to, whenever I'd travel, my suitcase was so heavy because it would be full of pharmaceuticals because I was always unwell. But now it's full of remedies and my body responds to them really well. And so I'm really excited for the future and the journey that I will be on with Yuge for the rest of my life. And also I have both my dogs on remedies now and my future children will be on them too, and yeah, I'm just really excited that I'm a part of this growth and community. My favourite remedies are aloe and nux bomb and digest.
Hi everybody, I'm Ed Callio and I'm in Fernie, British Columbia, Canada. My homeopathy story started with the back issues, which were coming from a root canal, which was causing also chronic sinus infection. My neuromedicine specialist told me that my kidneys were not very happy with the antibiotics I was on and that this infection was being caused by a root canal. So I picked up a book on homeopathy from Alive magazine, which is a Canadian magazine for alternative health folks. And I looked up what to do for a abscessed tooth. Well, I bought some belladonna and went on a sailboat, a sailing course. I was out for a week on the boat. I had no antibiotics with me, but lo and behold, not very far from port, it flared up. And I ended up with a bad headache and a fever coming on. So I told the skipper that I needed to go below deck, which I did. And I stared at this little tube of belladonna not having any hope at all that it would work. Anyway, I took the six doses 10 to 15 minutes apart as the book described, and crashed. I got up a couple hours later and I had no headache, no fever. And I remember climbing out of the cuddy cabin up on deck. We were moored in this beautiful bay. The sun was just going down. And I just said, you know, where's the Heineken? So that was my first experience with homeopathy. Since then, I went to visit a homeopath, and I actually studied with this homeopath in Ottawa, Dr. Sharam Ayubzadeh, and became a homeopath. And I've helped many people and mentored several homeopaths, and I'm still doing it. So that's my story.
I found homeopathy because my sister had an incurable condition for which she was told she would need antibiotics for the rest of her life. A few doses of homeopathic staphylococcus saw the end to that and saw me converted. I then went for my own consult, and after being prescribed sulfur, had a massive detox reaction and a whole lot of healing on the physical, mental, and emotional spheres. Since that, I became a homeopath, and I have seen people heal from things that you would never imagine. It is my true love, and there is nothing greater than the power of homeopathy. I believe it has what it takes to change the trajectory of this world and the health of everybody in it.
Hello, I'm Gemma Hufkins from England, the UK. In a nutshell, in 1996, when I was 26 years old, I was told there was nothing more that they could do for me. I had brain cancer. I had radiology and chemotherapy. They said I could go to a hospice, stay in a hospital, or go home. At that point, I couldn't see anything. I had to lift up my eyelids to see anything. And that was all I could see is up to my elbow, and that was all fuzzy and flickery. I couldn't reach over to get a glass of water if I wanted to, because my arms were semi-paralysed. I couldn't go to the toilet because my bladder was semi-paralysed. I was in a bad state. I couldn't get out of bed on my own. I needed a stick to walk anywhere. I was issued with a wheelchair at one point. All my hair fell out in 1 week after radiation. But after 2 years, 3 years of intense homeopathy, I was well enough to go back to where I was living in London and train at a college in London to become a registered homeopath. I now have my own clinic, and I've been working as a homeopath for the last 20 years. So many people have cancer now. Homeopathy doesn't treat cancer, but it helped me. And I just think that people could give it a go with the side effects of chemotherapy and radiology, etc. I can do a lot more, not just cancer, all the things you might go to a doctor with. So I just really want to plead with people, just give it a go. It might help you. It helped me. Try it.
I'm only very new to homeopathy in the last probably 6 to 12 months. How I got introduced to it was I've been really into the essential oils and stuff like that, and just gone totally away from conventional medicine just because I've had heaps of issues and heaps of side effects with it, and wanted to go a different route. And my girlfriend actually, when my kids had the flu, they got some, she gave me a flu combo with some pills, and it really helped. And so that's, you know, I just followed the website on the portal and was blown away by the 30-minute introductory video that was available on the website, specifically through Eugenie. I know there's several other homeopaths in WA where I live, but yeah, that was my introduction to it. And so I started off with a small kit, the first aid kit, and has been amazing. Like, my kids always, you know, are always hurting themselves, and whenever they have slight fevers or anything like that, the aconite specifically aconite has just been, you know, has done wonders for me with my kids. And so since then, I have also purchased a 30 pottle custom kit, just with a lot of different combos. And, you know, I've shared it amongst my family as well, and they've also had really good positive results. Like, I just love it. I love that you can give it to babies, you can give it to adults, you can give it to animals. And I try it on absolutely anyone that's interested, because I'm interested to, you know their results from using it as well, all of which have been really positive. So I'm definitely on this path now, and I mean, still lots to learn, you know. I'm no pro at it, but loving the journey, and absolutely love what you guys do and what you provide for me and my family. So I recommend it to anyone and everyone who is, you know, sort of on the fence and curious. But yeah, thanks for giving me the opportunity to provide this testimonial, Jenny. And all the best, guys. Thanks.
One of the remedies I'm loving at the moment is Eugenie's detox support remedy. And anytime I'm doing any sort of detox and I'm struggling a bit with detox symptoms like cracking headaches and things, I pop some of the detox support in my water bottle, give it a shake, and it's amazing. The headache sort of goes instantaneously. I popped in the liver support as well into the water bottle the other day, and it really helped. So yeah, they're really good remedies, along with everything else I use on a daily basis. So thanks, Eugenie, and thanks, homeopathy. Wouldn't be without it.
We've been using homeopathy in our household for over 5 years now, and it is nothing short of incredible. Basically, we use it for everyday illnesses, from the common cold to bumps and bruises. With two little ones, toddlers running about, they're always bumping and bruising themselves, so they actually know now to ask for arnica whenever they hit their head or have a bit of a fall. So it's quite amazing how they learn pretty quickly that it actually helps them. We've also had some pretty nasty things in our household, like a breast abscess when I was breastfeeding my first. At 10 weeks old he was, and I got a huge breast abscess that Eugenie actually helped me clear using homeopathy. Most people would have probably gone and got it lanced. It was that big. My husband's also had some nasty abscesses in his face due to a bad tooth at one point. We've had so many wins with homeopathy, it's just incredible. My daughter's had croup, which has cleared within a couple of hours just using homeopathy. It's just been absolutely amazing. We basically use it for everything, and I've actually converted heaps of friends as well to get on board with using homeopathy, because we've never used any other pharmaceutical drugs in our household for our kids. We've been really lucky that we've never had to go down that path. Obviously, I still believe there's a place for that as well, but we've actually been really lucky that we've only ever had homeopathy that's helped us through pretty much everything that we've come across so far. It's been amazing, even from labour through the everyday things that we encounter. So really got Eugenie to thank for that, because she's just been absolutely wonderful with introducing us to homeopathy and helping us with all the bits and pieces along the way.
Hi, my name's Amy, and I want to share how homeopathy had helped me through my birth process and through the recovery. So we had our son just under 6 weeks ago, and I remember during the whole birth process I was very kind of worried and fearful, because it was a very quick birth. It was water breaking. He was born within an hour. And I thought, I can't do this, I can't make it. And I had a list of all the different remedies that I could have my husband give to me. And he went through the remedies and went, oh, Gelsemium, that's what she needs. And he was feeding them to me as I was going through the birth. And they really helped me to just calm down and get through it, rather than going over the edge of fear. And then after he was born, I had zero pain meds. So as soon as he was born, I was having arnica, and my bleeding was minimal, my tearing was minimal, and then I was just on chamomilla for the pain. I was on Hypericum for the nerve damage because I had a posterior baby and my tailbone was already damaged. I was on Magfos to try and keep everything calm muscle-wise. That was really sore from giving birth, and then Arnica as well. So I had those four every day, and I took them as needed. And I took them as needed for about 3 weeks solid and then weaned off them, and I haven't had anything in the last 3 weeks. So it's been really amazing for that whole recovery process. I didn't need any pain meds at all, no antibiotics, nothing, because it was just using remedies. And then my son has had jaundice for the last almost 6 weeks now, and we've been using Natsolf to help clear that and a bit of liver support as well, and that's really been helping. So I love the fact that I was able to use just homeopathy to get us through birth and recovery, and I haven't had to have any drugs so far, and that's been just wonderful. And that's one experience in the last 4 years of using all the remedies that my family loves doing. We don't need other medicine, we just use homeopathy, and we're really grateful for it.
Hi again, this is Rachel Dickman from Yanship in WA. I shared a story earlier about my daughter and how homeopathy, you know, turned her life around with the struggles we had with sleep for the first couple of years of her life. But I also had a really cool experience with homeopathy too, which I wanted to share, something in particular. So after those 2 years, I was really sick, so we hadn't done any homeopathy yet, and I just remember waking up one morning, because it had been like 2 years where I just hadn't really slept. I remember feeling like beside myself, like I was basically standing beside my body the whole time, because it was like I wasn't even in my body anymore. And I just remember this one morning waking up, because I'd had these really weird symptoms. Like I had this paralysis in my arm, and I had these like tremors and everything. And I remember thinking, I think there's something really wrong with me, and I should probably go and do something about it. And I actually thought I might have had Parkinson's, and I realize now it wasn't that. It was probably more something like fibromyalgia. Just after listening to other people speak with fibromyalgia, you know, I had very similar symptoms. And that's when I kind of stumbled across homeopathy. And, you know, my first remedies with Eugenie, just like my daughter, were, you know, incredible. It turned my life around, and I had amazing energy again, and I didn't have the aches and pains, and, you know, things just started disappearing pretty quickly. But something really, really cool happened as well. My natural hair colour was pretty much white, so completely grey, white, maybe even silver, because I started going grey at a really early age. Like I think I found my first grey hair at like 14 or 15 years old. And I remember Eugenie saying to me, oh, you might notice you have, you know, dark patches in your hair after taking this particular remedy. You know, it's for immature greying, helps with immature greying. And I was like, oh, yeah, that's not going to happen, whatever. Like, I've just been as grey for as long as I can remember. Anyway, not really thinking anything about it. You know, I was taking my remedies and everything. And then this is probably a few weeks later, 3 to 5, maybe I'd been taking my remedies for about 5 weeks or something. I can't remember exactly. And, you know, I didn't notice anything. And then one day I went for this frequency treatment and just had one session on this frequency device I wanted to try out before I bought it. Had my session. I think the session was like on tonsils or something like that. It was just something random. And the next day I woke up. And I looked in the mirror, and 50% of my hair had turned completely dark. It had just gone from completely white, like 100% white hair, to like 50% dark. And it felt like it went grey, like dark from the ends to the roots, not the other way around. So maybe it was already going that way with the homeopathy. I feel like the homeopathy was already working and I hadn't noticed it. And then the frequency just gave it this like massive like supercharge. And overnight I went from like 100% white hair to 50% dark hair, like all the way down to the root. And I just feel like it didn't come from the root out. It came from the end of my hair down. You know, it wouldn't have happened without the homeopathy. I don't think it would have ever happened without the homeopathy. Homeopathy was already turning my hair dark. And then this frequency session just supercharged it and turned my hair completely dark. It was just incredible. So I was so surprised. It just was not something I would have expected to happen at all. I'd, you know, been grey for as long as I can remember. It was the last thing I expected. And it was funny that I'd actually even stopped colouring my hair before that, because I was like done with the chemicals. I was just going to start growing it out. It was like the last sort of chemicals, you know, I'd been using in my life. And so I had like so much white hair. So to be able to see it go from white to dark was just amazing. So yeah, that was a really cool experience I wanted to share with everyone.
Hi, I am Rachel Dickman. I am from Yanchit in Western Australia. I was introduced to homeopathy in one of the mothers groups on Facebook. I think I stumbled across one of Eugenie's videos, and I watched her at home video, how to use homeopathy at home, and jumped into her Facebook group. Quickly realised I needed to have a consult, because what I wanted to work with was more chronic issues, especially for my daughter and for myself. But my daughter was about 2 at the time, and we really had struggles with her sleep. So the first 6 months she had like extremely bad colic and was up screaming most of the night, you know, for 6 months. I remember I used to have to sleep upright in bed with her in my arms, with pillows underneath popping me up in case I fell asleep, just so she would roll off. And I remember just being beside myself. This is honestly for the first like 2 years of her life. I barely slept, she barely slept. You know, there were nights where she'd be waking up every 15 minutes. We tried so many different natural routes and remedies, and some of it helped. Like, she definitely got better over time, but not to the point where she was sleeping through the night. You know, most nights she was up every hour, at least every hour, I would say, even in her second year. You know, we co-slept. She was, you know, always given the boo when she needed it, whenever she woke up, but just, you know, nothing really soothed her. We did chiro, we did acupuncture. She had Bowen, kinesiology. We did all the natural, like, colic remedies. I'd never really heard much about homeopathy. Kind of wish it was one of those things I'd heard about sooner. I had no idea it was a form of vibrational medicine. I didn't know anything about it. And I had a consult with Eugenie, and we were prescribed a couple of remedies for her, a constitutional remedy, and I think we might have had like a thalamosode and I think even something for her colic, specifically for her colic. I can't actually remember her first prescription, but we basically went immediately from, you know, having horrible night sleeps to her sleeping through the night. I think it may have even been the first night. I honestly can't remember. She's 6 now, so that was about 4 years ago. But basically, since she's had those remedies, the first lots of remedies, she has slept through every single night now, and I've never had a problem with her sleep. And I remember when she first started sleeping through, because it was so immediate, I would think there was something wrong with her. You know, I'd have to come and I'd check her like all night long. I couldn't sleep because I was so used to being up all night with her. It was such a change, and I just was not used to it. And yeah, it's lasted ever since. She's like the best sleeper in the world now. Like, she just never wakes up at all. She barely even moves in her sleep. And yeah, it's just incredible. I just couldn't believe the turnaround. It was so amazing. I'm so glad I found homeopathy. And so it was one of those things I wish I had known about sooner. Someone had just said to me it was, you know, a form of vibrational medicine, I would have been like, sign me up. Because we're just, you know, we do everything naturally. We don't go to doctors. Like, she's never been to a doctor now in her 6 years of life. So never been on antibiotics. We treat everything with homeopathy, infections, viruses, fevers. She's got a real affinity with arsenicum, so we use that a lot. That's one of our favorite remedies in this house. It's absolutely incredible. And I was very sick after those 2 years as well, and homeopathy really turned me around as well. So I was pretty much bedridden after those 2 years of absolute turmoil and chaos. And after homeopathy, I was just so much better in myself. It's just such a massive turnaround, and so quick as well. Like, just can't believe how quickly it all turned out for us. So homeopathy is one of those things I highly recommend. It's so affordable, completely safe, and you know, absolutely works like a charm if, well, you know, when you get the right remedy. I know it can be trial and error with the remedies, but we were so lucky that we, you know, our first remedies were the ones that worked for us. So super grateful for homeopathy, grateful for Eugenie and what she's doing with homeopathy, and yeah, I can't thank you enough.